and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good evening, everyone. It's Nate Lull and Jim Cutting tonight, back with you for week three of the high school football season, and it's our debut in Sydney at the beautiful Turf Alumni Field, as it's the Sydney Warriors and the Delhi Bulldogs. Tim, always fun when these teams get together, and good to be back in Sydney for week three here.
Absolutely. I'm really excited about getting a chance to see the newfound Warriors here and see how they can handle the Delhi Bulldogs. We got to watch them last week, and folks, they're a good team.
Yeah, they really are, so we are excited for this one here tonight. Of course, this is the Butler Auto pregame show. Butler has the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles in two lots in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back and set the scene for the Bulldogs and the Warriors tonight on WCDO.
I'll buy your car. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Yes, it's true. I will come right to your house and purchase your car right off the driveway. Plus, work out your loan payoff with the bank. And if you're in the market for a new vehicle, Butler Auto will give you top dollar for your trade-in. We feature the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles in the area at the best prices. And yes, we will give you the very best trade-in value. In fact, we'll take anything in on trade with a motor, even boats and motorcycles. So get the best of both worlds, the best vehicle prices and the best trade-in values. Or we'll simply buy your vehicle from you. At Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Or visit online at butlerautosales.com. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, our goal is to never lose a customer over price.
Yes, it's true. Butler Auto Sales will buy your car, plus work out your loan payoff with the bank. It doesn't get any easier. And remember, you will get financed at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. It's the Butler Auto Kickoff Show tonight. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you on WCDO. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer. He's down at the CDO studios on Main Street here in Sydney. Tim, you know, we haven't seen Sydney yet. This is week three. They've had a tough schedule to start. They had to open with Tioga and then go to Harpersville Afton last week. Doesn't get much tougher than that in the division right now.
Yeah, no, that's definitely the top of the division right there. And throwing Harpersville and Afton in there as well. So, you know, you had Newark Valley, we've seen them. And I'll tell you what, those top three teams are really tough in this division. We talked to Coach Lorimer about it, and he says, well, it's like the rest of us are playing for fourth.
Yeah. Well, the Sydney Warriors are coming out onto the field right now, out through the tunnel, and they got the fog machine going. I mean, this is a great atmosphere here tonight for some Friday night lights. Good to see the Warriors back out here. Did they have anything like this in your day, Jim?
No, we just had dry ice.
This is cool. I love how a lot of schools do this now. They got the big inflatable tunnel. The guys come roaring out of it. The crowd loves it. So it's really, really cool. So, you know, we saw Delhi last Saturday, Tim. I was very impressed. They defeated Walton 35-20. They're not the team they were a year ago. I don't think that's a slight on anybody when you lose athletes like they had, Luke Brannigan and Alex Haid and Hogan Akins and Hunter Sanford. I mean, all you Delhi fans, you know those names. But this is a team that's finding ways to win. Alex's younger brother, Owen, had some fierce hits on defense. Logan Nealis did a good job at quarterback. They can run, they can throw. This will be a tough matchup for Sydney.
Really impressed with the Nealis boy the other day because he really just ran the show. He was obviously, his job was to just keep that team in check, and he did a fantastic job when he threw. He had to throw it, and he did it. And I'll tell you what, but Nate, were we not treated to one of the best football games we've seen in a long, long time?
That was great. I mean, we had beautiful weather. We had just back and forth, very even play. And for us, you know, you hate to say this, but there was turnovers. We had fun with that, fumbles and interceptions. I mean, that makes the game fun for us and the fans.
And long touchdown plays. I mean, the 65, 70-yard plays, you know, it was just absolutely crazy, back-to-back and so on and so forth.
Yeah, it was a really great afternoon over there in Delhi. We don't always do a ton of Saturday games, but that was really a lot of fun to do. So we're going to pause for the national anthem here in Sydney. We'll take a break. When we come back, it'll be Delhi and Sydney here tonight, Friday Night Lights on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval, one of the best service departments, and a full rental fleet. Check out the entire inventory.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
High school sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Both teams heading out to midfield here for the coin toss. And Tim, that is music to our ears here. As last week when we were waiting for the coin toss, we looked out and there were no referees.
Yeah, that was the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life, really. I mean, we were talking about it, you know, inside the booth when we were off the air, and it was like, has anybody seen the referees? And then all of a sudden the national anthem went off, and I'm like, there's no referees here. This is absolutely nuts. So we waited like 45 minutes, I would say.
Yeah, I'd say that game was supposed to kick off at 7. I think it started right about 8 o'clock. That was last week between BG and Newark Valley. So I did not even notice they weren't there until that moment.
It was the weirdest thing because, like, you know, you had to wonder for their safety, obviously, first, because you didn't know what was going on. But, you know, people were there, and I'll tell you what, the one thing that I remember the most about that was the BG pep band. They kept the fans entertained, mm-hmm. the cheerleaders, you know. I mean, it was, like you said, an hour. That's a long time to just sit and not do anything. Nobody left. They all sat right there.
I was going to say, nobody left. Everybody was in good spirits. It was great to see. So, of course, want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Kickoff Show as we start to wrap this up as we get ready for kickoff. Butler has the area's biggest selection of vehicles on two lots right here in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. So Sydney is in the home maroon uniforms tonight with the gray pants, the gray trim, the gray helmet with the Sydney S on the side. Delhi is in a very, I would say, Penn State-looking type uniform, the all-white helmet, the white uniform. It does have maroon trim instead of a Penn State blue, and then the gray pants. But those look sharp as well. I think those must be new from a year ago.
Yeah, I like that. I like the two colors together, both mm-hmm. uniforms are really pretty nice right here.
And you know, a lot of places that we go, the numbers can be really hard to see. I think both these teams tonight, at least for Delhi especially, you can really see with these numbers pretty well. So,
I didn't know what was going on there for a minute. So all of a sudden, it was like a fake kick.
Yeah, Delhi was ready to kick off and then pretty much ran up to the ball and then didn't kick it. So
somebody ran on the field, really.
Sydney will receive here, and Delhi will be kicking off, as we said. So Sydney will receive. They're going to be going left to right on your radio dial. They'll field it and bring it out to about the 30-yard line, up to the 35. And I believe that was DeMott on the return. We'll get a look here as he comes off the field.
Yeah, DeMott with a nice 15-yard return off the kickoff, and the Warriors will take over first and 10 at about the 36.
May have been Aiden Hawkins there for Sydney. My mistake. There was about five guys back there ready to field that kick. So this is a new-look Sydney Warriors team, very young. We've heard that there are a lot of promising players that are coming up through the system, but a lot of these guys getting some fresh experience this year, and kudos to them. They're working hard. So here are the Warriors, a first and 10 starting on their own 35. And this will be a QB keeper for Fogarty out to about the 39-yard line where he is brought down.
Fogarty on a broken play right there. He missed it. It looked like the handoff wasn't made, and he took the ball for a good gain of about 4 yards. It'll bring up second down and 6.
Tim, so hard if you're Sydney to replace a guy like Peyton Mosier from a year ago who could run, who could throw, one of the fastest guys that we've seen in a long time in this area. So Fogarty is stepping into those shoes. He'll hand off here on second down, and the ball carrier is brought down. That's Chris Marino, brought down right at the line.
Yeah, Marino actually going to lose probably a yard on this play, so it is going to bring up third down and 7.
Good pressure there by Delhi, and that's one thing I noticed last week is they had very good line play, and that was Ryan Wilson streaking through to make the tackle.
They've got everybody being Delhi right now on their defense. It's pretty much everybody's right in the box, so it's pretty interesting to see. Sydney will have to spread it out a little bit and make them come out of that, so we'll see what they do.
Yeah, it's almost like Delhi on this first possession is daring Sydney to throw a little bit here to say, all right, we think we can stop you. So Sydney's going to take an early timeout. Coach Matthews says, we got to talk things over. 10:51 to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless and just underway here in Sydney, and we'll be right back on CDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Shout out to the Sydney boys soccer team who had a game right before this football game here on the turf. A 1-0 victory over Afton Harpersville. With about 9 minutes left, Connor Bacon with the goal for the Warriors. So kudos to them. Always great to come up here and see multiple events happening at the great alumni field here in Sydney. So out of the timeout, 10:51 to go first quarter. This is going to be a third down and about 8 to go for Sydney. They are going to go to the air. They have a man open, but Fogarty is going to overthrow his intended receiver, Lucas DeMott.
Yeah, just a little bit too much gas on that arm right there, and DeMott was wide open and just overthrown.
So fourth down coming up here. A good look there for Sydney, but they can't convert. And it looks like they'll be punting this one away to the Delhi Bulldogs. Boy, we got everybody here tonight. I've seen Ben Patton here taking photos for the Walton Reporter. I've seen the McPherson brothers, Ricky and Jason.
WBNG.
Yeah, BNG is here. I believe that's one of the new Daily Star guys down there. Everybody here for tonight's big game. Oh, of course, WCDO as well. So. Sydney's going to punt this one away into the night sky. It's going to bounce into Delhi territory and roll down to about the 30. Delhi's going to back away from it, and that's where they'll down it there.
Nice little punt right there for the Warriors on fourth down, and Delhi will take over first and 10 at their own 30-yard line.
10:35 to go first quarter, and this Delhi offense will march out onto the field. Put up 35 points last week against the Walton Warriors, and they beat Deposit Hancock pretty handily in the first week of the season, a game that was actually played on a Monday. So they've only played day games so far. They played on a Monday afternoon and a Saturday afternoon. So.
The one thing about Delhi, we talked about it last week, is they are not in a hurry.
They
take their time all the time.
Yeah, that was a battle last week of teams that love to take their time, Walton and Delhi. So Nealis will hand off on first down to Ryan Wilson, and the line for Sydney breaks through and makes the stop there.
Yeah, Wilson off the left side, really no room to run. Might have got 1 yard on the play, second down and 9.
To me, it looked like Charlie Thiel was right in there, coming from the outside to make a tackle for the Warriors.
Second down.
So coming up on 10 minutes to go here, first quarter, scoreless. as we just get underway. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. Second down and about 9 to go. They'll hand off to Haight to the left side as Delhi goes right to left across the 35 to the 36 before he's gang tackled there.
Yeah, Delhi out of the I formation. Haven't seen that in a while, but good for a good pickup on second down. Brings up third and three.
Looks like Chris Marino was there as well to start that tackle for the Sydney Warriors. So Delhi again going right to left there in the all whites with the white helmets and the gray pants here tonight. Ball at about the 38-yard line. And so Nealis will be under center. Gets the line set here with 9:25 to go in the first quarter. They'll hand off again, but that Sydney line making the stop. And to me, for Sydney, it looked like maybe Goodspeed was there to make the stop.
It looked like number 65 was there to make the stop on that play. No gain on the play. Bring up fourth and three.
Trevor Harrington might have gotten an arm in there as well for the Sydney Warriors. So what's Delhi going to do here, Tim, on a fourth down?
It'd be interesting to see. We know that they had that little play where the quarterback is in the shotgun, but they're in trip backs right now.
Yeah, they're just ready to go. They're going to hand it off. Running to the outside, Haight blows up two tackles, but he is
nice
brought
tackle.
Down. Good tackling by Sydney to stop him on fourth.
Yep. Stopped him probably a yard short of it.
Yeah, Chris Marino came up. And Haight was able to make, oh my goodness, they gave it to him. And
wow.
This must be the angle we're at here, Tim.
Yeah, I don't know. That was really, I thought they made a really nice play and stopped them there on that play, but the ones that matter, the ones in the striped shirts, they said move the chains.
8.5 to go first quarter. We're scoreless. You know, Haight was able to shake off that first tackle. Then I thought Marino came and drove him back, but
it was a real good tackle by Marino.
So here is a first and 10 now as Delhi nears midfield. A little reverse. They're going to go to Schnabel right side. Schnabel's going to pick up the first down and more across the 45 to the 40, sliding his way down to the 38 along the far sideline.
Yeah, Schnabel with a little counterplay to the outside on the right end makes the corner and takes it for another first down for the Delhi Bulldogs into the Warriors' territory. The ball will be spotted at about the 39.
Schnabel with some good hard running there. And this has kind of been the theme for Delhi the last couple of years. They seem to have soccer guys that come over to football and really excel. I've seen Schnabel play in both sports, and it looks like he's, you know, right at home here on the football field. So this is going to be a first and 10 for Delhi with 7:50 to go first quarter. Clock still running, and we're scoreless. Man in motion from left to right is Haight. Here's the snap, and we're going to have our first flag here, a false start against DA.
Yeah, false start against the Bulldogs. We'll move them back 5 yards, first and 15.
So Delhi, again, we thought Sydney stopped them on a fourth down, which would have given the Warriors great field position.
Yeah, it really would have. I mean, obviously they would have had the ball right about the Delhi 40 to start the next possession.
Instead, this is how that usually goes.
Two first downs later.
Yeah, Schnabel had a huge run on the next play. So here are the Bulldogs on a first down and 15 at the Sydney 44-yard line with Delhi going right to left. And man in motion is Haight from right to left. They're in the shotgun. Nealis rolls out to his left, and the rush is coming, and they bring him down right on the Sydney S at midfield, and that was Chris Marino with the sack.
Yeah, Chris Marino from his linebacker spot just absolutely looked like he was shot through a gun right through the middle of that line and sacks the quarterback for a huge loss. They're back into Delhi territory at the 49, second down, and I'm going to say 20.
Second down and a country mile, as we like to say. And Nealis had no time there at all. That was perfectly timed by Marino. So the ball at midfield here for Delhi on a second down and long. The score is 0-0 in the first quarter here in Sydney with 6:45 to go in this opening frame. Nealis is going to drop back. He's at the Delhi 40. Now he's flushed out of the pocket, runs forward across the S and into Sydney territory at the 45, and a flag on the play.
I think we have a hold against Delhi. This is going to get a little, get even more country mile-ish. We might have to bring in an international country.
Well, now the ball is going back. Yeah. I mean, Delhi has gone in the wrong direction the last three plays here.
Yep, absolutely.
And so they are going back to almost where they were stopped. They're probably within 10 yards of where I thought they were going to get stopped, maybe 5 yards even.
Good spot.
Wow, all the way back.
Wow, even further.
Yeah, they're going to be back at their own 38-yard line.
Yeah.
This is about a second down and 25 or 30 here.
Yeah.
That is a long
way.
Stop
foul on the hold, so it goes doesn't go from the line of scrimmage. It goes right from where the spot was of the hold.
Still second down. That's good news if you're a Bulldogs fan. Here's the snap. They're going to go to the air again. They want to loft one up into the night sky. The guy Haight is open and threw his hand.
Wow.
Just went over his far shoulder, and he might have lost that one in the lights.
Yeah, it's very possible. But that ball was in the air a long time and pretty high up in the air as well. So that was huge for the Warriors to have him drop that ball because he would have definitely been probably first and 12.
Yeah, that
or,
was a,
excuse me, third and 12.
That was a really good look there, and he had some real estate in front of him still. So this will be third down and long with 6:20 to go first quarter, scoreless between Delhi and Sydney. Waiting for the snap. Haight is in motion again from left to right. They're going to hand it off to Ryan Wilson. Cuts it back up through the middle. Only good for about 3 yards here.
Yeah, Wilson off the left side, but the Warriors turn him back inside to where the linebackers were, and they stopped him for a gain of about 2 yards. The ball is now at about the 41-yard line of Delhi.
6 minutes to go, first quarter. We're scoreless between the Bulldogs and the Warriors. And the Sydney Warriors defense is able to hold strong, and Delhi is going to have to punt this away.
Yeah, and I don't think they're going to try this one. I mean, I know they've got fakes in their arsenal, but this is not where you want to do that.
Last year, I wouldn't have been surprised. This year, I would be. Last year, they just there was nothing that they were afraid of. That team was unbelievable last year. So Delhi is going to punt this one away, and it goes sky high, but does not get a lot of air underneath. It does take a Delhi bounce. Rolls into Sydney territory, and they're going to have to fall on it at their own 28. That was a live ball there for a minute.
Yeah, that was a little scary there because it looked like one of the Sydney Warriors had the ball bounce up and it caromed off his shin or something, and nice job by the back man to just dive on the ball, cover it up, and turn it back over to your offense, first and 10.
Scoreless between Sydney and Delhi, 5:20 to go first quarter. Tim, I got to say, Sydney's got good energy tonight.
Yeah, they're doing really good. I mean, they're defensively right now, they have a little problem on the offensive end, and that's why they use the timeout right away in that to trying to settle them down. But the defense is doing a really fantastic job so far.
So here is Sydney on a first and 10, starting on their own, I would say, about 25-yard line. And here's the snap. We're going to have a flag on the play, and I believe that's going to be a false start here on the Warriors.
Yeah, false start against the Warriors, so that'll push them back 5. It'll be first down and 15.
So 5:19 to go here, first quarter, and, you know, both teams with some early penalty troubles here on the Friday night, the first Friday night of week 3 here.
So I didn't find out yet, but I have to do this because they have stopped both of the plays for the false starts where down in Bainbridge the other night, they had a number of them, and they let the play go. So I got to talk to one of my referee friends.
Yeah, here. We still have yet to figure that out. As here is Sydney on a second down at 15. They're going to throw, and this pass is complete to the outside. But good defense here by Delhi to knock him out of bounds. On the tackle, there was Tanner Brocky, and the completion was good to Casey Hinges.
Hinges with a nice little catch out in the flat. Gets about 4 of the 5 that they lost back. We'll bring up second down and 11.
So this is manageable here for Sydney. Again, going left to right, they're in the maroon uniforms with the gray pants, the gray helmets. And there is 4:35 to go in the first quarter, and we are scoreless. A fast-moving first quarter so far. And this will be, about a second down and 10 or 11 for Sydney. They're going to look to hand it off, and they go to the far side for Marino, but that Delhi defense is there, the line crashing through to bring them down.
Yeah, they did. They definitely got into the backfield and disrupted that play. Marino was running sideways more than up the field and lost about 2 yards on the play. We'll bring up third down and 13.
Luke Sanford was one of the guys busting in there, number 59, on the line for DA. And so with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter, and, you know, we were getting ready during pregame. Never ceases to amaze me how many other coaches are here filming tonight. We saw BG. We saw Harper Zalafton. So it was fun to see all the coaches coming in. Here's a incomplete pass for Sydney on third down. They were looking to sling one to the right wing side, incomplete.
Well, that's the thing, everybody. You know, you think that these coaches, that's all they do is they coach the game and then that's it. No, they've got scouting and they've got all that stuff that they do. So when their team is not playing on a Friday night, and you can just drive up 6 miles and come up on this beautiful facility here and watch two good teams play, that's what they do.
Intended receiver was Lucas DeMott, incomplete to him, so Sydney's going to punt it away. And Well, you see these cameras that all these teams now have, Tim. I mean, they go 20, 25 feet up in the air. They got every angle you could ever want. As here is a punt for Sydney that went sky high and only probably went about 25 yards. They'll have to down it. But it's in Sydney territory. Delhi's going to take over at the 45.
Well, you know my era, I was of the Kodak version. So, you know, and I don't even think they still exist. So, you know, the Bulldogs here are going to take over inside Sydney territory. Ball's going to be spotted at about the 46-yard line of the Sydney Warriors.
So a good game so far here. Both teams kind of feels like a little bit of a feeling out process between these two. What do you think?
Yeah, I like that, yeah. I think that's a very good statement.
3:45 to go, first quarter. Scoreless between Delhi and Sydney. Delhi with the ball, a run up the middle across the 45, in between the hashes to the 43. That's Owen Haight for the Bulldogs.
Coach Newman saw something on film because he's running out of the eye, and he didn't do that at all against Walton the other day, and he's got a lead blocker going in through, clearing the hole out, and he just did really good job there. He took the linebacker right out of the play. Good for about 4 yards, second down and six.
Delhi coming in at 2-0, Sydney 0-2 as we hit the week 3 mark of the season. And so this is Logan Nealis under center, wants to hand it off again to Haight, swings to the right side, and there is that Sydney defense once again. The guys coming off the edge are just flying here tonight. That was Kyle Vladen, I believe, leading the charge.
Absolutely great tackle right there in space, because if he doesn't make that tackle, there's nobody out on that edge. So he loss of yard on the play. Brings up third down and nine.
Timeout Delhi with 2:57 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. Delhi taking a timeout here late in the first quarter. We're scoreless on Friday Night Lights here between the Warriors and the Bulldogs. This is going to be a third down and about nine to go for Delhi just inside Sydney territory.
And both teams have used one timeout already, so they both have two for the remainder of the half.
Nate Lull and Tim Cunning with you tonight, and thanks for listening online as well, WCDOsports.com, our web stream, our game audio archive, courtesy of SFCU. They're going to throw it on third down and long over the middle. It's tipped by the Sydney defense, and that was big, tall Alec Fogarty skying for that one and knocking it away.
Yeah, got his hands on that, knocked it up over the receiver, so it falls incomplete. We'll bring up fourth down and 9 yards. The ball is going to be spotted right at about the 45-yard line of the Sydney Warriors.
So Delhi will punt it away, and I know I said it before, but Sydney has good energy tonight. You see them coming out of that timeout. They're skipping back out onto the field, waving their arms, high-fiving. These guys look ready to play. Good to see such a good attitude. It would be easy to hang your head at 0-2.
Yes, absolutely would be, and Coach Matthews and Coach Pierce won't let that happen, I'm sure.
Delhi going to punt this away. The snap was low, but they do get it off. And it bounces, and this one is picked up by Delhi. It bounced off of a Sydney player, and Delhi is going to run it back inside the five. They're going to have a first and goal. That was Schnabel that got his hands on it. What a disastrous play there for the Warriors, unfortunately.
Yeah, the receiver just got his hands on the ball and just bobbled a little bit, and Schnabel was right there to take it away from him, and he takes it inside the five-yard line, as Nate said, so it'll be first and goal.
I mean, good coverage by Schnabel, but it was a gift. It bounced right off the Sydney player's hands and went right to Schnabel, and it's going to be a first and goal for Delhi, unless the officials are having some sort of a conference here.
That's against Sydney.
That's against Sydney, so it's going to be declined, and Delhi is going to take this.
Yeah.
And boy, with 2:39 to go in the first quarter, it looked like that momentum was going back to Sydney.
That's tough right there. Two really good defensive stops by the Sydney Warriors, and then to have that happen on the punt gives it right back to the Bulldogs in really short field.
You know, we had said on a couple of those other punts that things were a little dangerous, and this time Delhi makes them pay. So 2:39 to go in this first quarter. We're scoreless, but now after a turnover by Sydney, Delhi is knocking on the door, first and goal, inside the five. And so we'll see how Delhi lines up here. They have still not set this ball, Tim. I mean, the ball is on the ground, but they're backing Delhi up to about the 15, it looks like.
Oh, probably they cannot advance it, because that's right about where the interchange happened.
Yes.
So maybe that's what it is. They can't advance the ball on a punt.
Yeah,
that could
very well be
a safety issue.
About where Schnabel got it, and he ran it about 10 yards. So they're going to pull it back out to the 15. Either way, a golden opportunity here for the Bulldogs. They'll go to Ryan Wilson. Cuts to the outside, but there's that Sydney defense on the edge. Marino, as well as Charlie Feel on the tackle.
Really nice job by those two. They didn't give out the outside where the young man from Delhi was trying to go, but the Warriors shut him down after a gain of about 2. Second down and 8. The ball is spotted just about the 17-yard line.
2:15 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless. But after a turnover, Delhi with really good field position, second down and 10 to go, but they're on the Sydney 15. So they could just get a first down and maybe advance this without scoring. Nealis to the outside, throws over the middle. It's complete for a touchdown to Schnabel. He was wide open in the middle of the end zone. That's a Delhi Bulldogs touchdown.
Nealis with a bullet from about the 25-yard line right to the receiver into the end zone. Good for 6 points. What a nice throw that was right there, Nate.
Yeah, about 25 yards, as Tim said. He rolled out to his right and burned a bullet right into the end zone. And Delhi with Schnabel, who just caught that touchdown, will be looking to kick the extra point with 1:58 to go in the first quarter. Waiting for the snap, it's down, kick is up, and it looks like it is good. So a 7-0 lead for Delhi after that turnover over the Sydney Warriors. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard, stovepipe, furnace filters, and supplies for the wood stove. Heat tape, window plastics, and water pipe insulation for those cold winter days. And top quality Valspar paint for indoor jobs. And they now stock RV supplies, including power adapters, black water holding tanks, RV antifreeze, awning cleaner, and more. Face masks, linen tree greeting cards, and nails or screws by the pound, too. It's all at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Your Tri-County Sports Leader, WCBO.
A 7-0 lead after that touchdown for the Delhi Bulldogs over Sydney, with a 1:58 to go in this first quarter. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you tonight live on WCDO at Alumni Field here in Sydney. Week 3 of the high school football season as Delhi kicks off, and this will be fielded by the Warriors. This is DeMott at his own 20, cuts back to the left side, 25, trying to bounce to the outside, brought down at the 30 after about a 10 or 11-yard return for Sydney. We do have an injured Delhi Bulldog down on the turf at the moment.
Nice little return by DeMott, probably about 15 yards. And, yes, there is a injured player at this time.
Yeah, injured Bulldog. So we're going to step away here for just a couple of minutes. Again, 1:50 to go in the first quarter. Delhi 7, Sydney nothing. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Your home is one of your greatest assets. Unlock its value with a home equity line of credit from SFCU. You can use the equity in your home for repairs, upgrades, vacations, unexpected expenses, or pretty much anything you need. Home equity lines of credit start at 3.25% APR for well-qualified members. See our website for full details. A home equity line of credit from SFCU. Unlock the value in your home today. Visit sfcuonline.org for more information. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA and is an equal housing lender.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street in Unadilla. For over 35 years, we have been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. In fact, we can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all their Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. If you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store on Main Street in Unadilla.
When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean. For nearly 40 years, Ralphie at RC Sales Service and Towing has been the area's go-to towing guy. Pulling cars out of holes, towing trucks after hitting poles, transporting vehicles after they roll. So if you need a tow, RC Sales Service and Towing is the way to go. Always reliable, always friendly, and always fair. So request the best. RC Sales Service and Towing, Route 7 in Sydney. Best equipment, most experience, and the nicest tow guy on the road. Call 563-9299. Keep that number handy, 563-9299.
Back to the action on WCEO Sports.
And welcome back. We were in a bit of an injury timeout here. One of the Delhi Bulldogs was down on the field. They are helping him off. There will be a stretcher coming out for him. We believe that it is Dorian Brisbane, number 32. He was able to go off the field, you know, holding onto the shoulder of the coaching staff. We believe it's some sort of a leg injury. Does not appear to be anything with the head. He seems to be very up and aware, so just trying to pass that along to any friends or family that might be listening. Appears to be okay. Just one of those unfortunate football injuries, I would say, Tim.
Yeah, it was kind of, it's really a strange thing because I didn't even see it because I was like watching the other side, and all of a sudden you said it right away. You said, oh, they've got an injured player on the floor or on the field, and I was like, oh my gosh, yeah, they do. And then it was both teams' coaches were out there real quick, and they called for the ambulance right away.
Yeah, he was away from the play too. So just want to give you a quick update. This is a big game tonight, Norwich and Windsor. Windsor leads 6-0 over Norwich end of the first quarter. So that's going to be a really good game tonight between the Purple Tornado and the Black Knights.
Is that in Windsor?
I need to double-check that. I have it on my sheet here. I will look. I think it's in Norwich.
Okay.
But you called that Windsor was going to be one of the good teams this year. Here is Sydney's going to hand off on a 1st and 10. Boy, and Fogarty comes out of the pile, and he's still on his feet. He was dead to rights. He's up to the 40, leaps over a player. He's got a 1st down to the 45. Heck of a run there by Fogarty. He was caught in the backfield, somehow picks up a 1st down.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. He was stopped, and all of a sudden he came out of the pile and came back to the other side, running towards his sideline. He started left, came back to the right, and gets to about the 46-yard line of the Sydney Warriors, 1st and 10.
That game is in Norwich tonight, Tim.
Okay.
And the Purple Tornado will be here next Friday night to take on the Sydney Warriors. And, you know, Norwich is off to a 3-0 start. They played a week earlier, that big win over Sauce Valley last week. Norwich is rolling for head coach Mike Christie.
Yeah, Norwich is, that was a huge win against Sauce Valley for them.
1st and 10 as Sydney goes left to right. They pass, and this is complete right to the 50-yard line here for Aiden Hawkins, good for about 5 yards.
Yeah, nice little play. Out into the right flat. Hawkins catches the ball, number 34 for the Warriors. Runs out of bounds at about the 48-yard line of Delhi.
So it's Delhi 7, Sydney nothing, with 1.5 to go here in the first quarter. Live in Sydney tonight, I'm Nate Lull, joined by Tim Cutting. A good one so far between Sydney and Delhi. So this is going to be a 2nd down at about 4 to go. Sydney peering over to the sideline to get the play here from Coach Jeff Matthews. Looks like they're kind of maybe changing something here. They're going to check those play sheets on the wrist guard. Waiting for the snap here. And they're going to hand it off. This will be very close to a first down, pushing the pile forward. We'll see who the ball carrier is, as it's a mass of maroon and white in there. And also, Tim, that was Devin Baker that took the snap there instead of Fogarty.
Okay. All right.
Fogarty, yeah, Fogarty's over here on the sideline after that run. He's probably all winded.
Yeah, well, I think he landed on, when he hurdled the one guy, and then when he came down, I think he landed on the ball, so he probably just knocked the wind out of him.
Yeah, Fogarty's over here talking to our good friend Ed Curley, who was on the radio with us a bunch last year. And that was great to have Coach Curley. I know he's helping out with some of the younger teams here in Sydney this year as well. So this is going to be a third down and about two to go for the Warriors. They're into Delhi territory. Here's the snap. Baker wants to throw. It's tipped at the line, almost intercepted by Wilson, but it's incomplete.
Wilson did incredible effort to try to intercept that tip pass, but fell incomplete. We'll bring up fourth down and long two for the Warriors.
42 seconds to go, first quarter. Delhi leads 7-0. And I think this is, you know, a territory where you go for it here, Tim. And Fogarty's back in the game now.
Yeah, I think you're going to go for it here. Just based on the way that your defense has been playing, the only time Delhi's really moved the ball against this defense tonight, folks, is on the short field from the punt turnover.
Tim, do you subscribe to the kind of the new NFL style of almost, I mean, teams go for it way more than I ever remembered they used to?
I think it's because of the athletes that they have. It just, at all positions. I think that's why it is that way.
Fourth down, Fogarty on a QB keeper. He's going to dive forward, doing his best Josh Allen impression there. I think he's going to be very close.
Yeah, he stretched the ball out as far as he could. I don't know if the referees saw the ball, so it looks like it's going to be just short.
Boy, he laid all out for that, too. Yeah, and they're going to give it back to Delhi with 37 seconds to go here in the first quarter, and the Bulldogs leading 7-0.
And I'll tell you, that's a scary thing when a player does that, just because there's so many people around and he's just stretching, trying to do whatever he can to get that first down. I get that part of it, and I respect that, but when you stick that ball out like that with that many people around, that can turn around real quick.
Yeah, and you leave yourself open, too, to, you know, those hits from the side. It's hard to protect yourself. Kudos to him for laying it all out there for his team. He just comes up inches short, though, for Sydney. Here's Nealis on a 1st and 10, hands off to Haight, runs to the outside, slides forward, good for about 8 yards across the Sydney S.
Haight hurdles a tackle for the Sydney Warriors and scampers into the second level, brings up 2nd down and 5.
Delhi might be able to get one more playoff here before the end of the first quarter, but they don't look to be in any hurry.
I was going to say, this is Delhi. I think they're going to just stay there and do what they do.
They're breaking the huddle.
They're coming out.
There's only 5 seconds left on the clock, and, yeah, this is going to be it for the first quarter with our score, Delhi 7 and Sydney nothing. We'll be back with the start of the second quarter coming up on WCDO.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sydney Auto Body. We have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. Only qualified, trained professionals work on your vehicle. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, after an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop. And I hope you'll give Sydney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Back to the action with Nate Law on WCDO.
All right, Sydney and Delhi starting the second quarter here at Alumni Field in Sydney tonight. And Delhi leads 7-0. And thanks for joining us as well on WCDOsports.com. Courtesy of SFCU, I was just checking on Twitter, and we had a fan that said, when you want to go support your team, but you don't like fall weather. They were sitting out in the parking lot here listening to us, and you could see it was CDO on their radio, and then you could see the field in the background.
That's cool. That's neat.
Yeah, glad to have you. And, you know, that's always my problem with football season. Every week that we go, it gets a little bit colder and a little bit colder.
Yeah, I noticed this morning when I got up, it was, like, really starting to be brisk, and it's coming, folks.
So here's Delhi on a second down at about 5 to go. They've switched ends of the field, so now Delhi is going left to right. They're right at midfield. This is Haight, good for about 4 of the 5 yards.
Yep, nice job there for Haight off to the left side in between the tackle and the guard. Gets what he can, brings up third down and a long 2.
So Delhi leading 7-0 here over Sydney. And this is going to be a third and short. Again, Delhi in the white uniforms, the white helmet, the gray pants. Third down at about 2 to go. They're just into Sydney territory, punched their way in. Sydney's in the maroon tops, the gray pants, and the gray helmet here on some good old-fashioned Friday Night Lights tonight. And so here is Nealis under center, taking his time. Early second quarter with 11:15 to go before the halftime break. They're going to look to hand it off to Haight. Left side, good for a first down and more. Haight breaks free. He's looking for the end zone. He's got one man to beat, the 10, the 5. Touchdown for Owen Haight for about 48 yards.
Owen Haight from the I formation back, second back through, led by the the fullback. Took out the linebacker on that side and just opened a gaping hole on the left. He scampers all the way. Probably 47 yards, touchdown.
Looking like his brother there got into the open space and was able to turn on the jets and score for Delhi. Of course, Alex Haight, phenomenal player. Just had him on my podcast a couple of weeks ago. He's off to the Deerfield Academy in New England to try to further his football career. Here's the extra point attempt. This one is up. Does it have enough mustard? No. Kick was short, so it's going to be Delhi 13 and Sydney nothing. Early second quarter. We'll take a break and be back here on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
After a Delhi 48-yard touchdown run by Owen Haight, it's Delhi leading Sydney 13-0. Here is another ball that is loose on the turf on the kickoff. And let's see who got this ball. It bounced off of a Sydney player. A Delhi player had a chance. It rolled towards the sidelines. I think Sydney might be keeping it just a lucky bounce.
I think you're right. I think it's out of bounds where they recovered it, so I think it is going to be Sydney Warrior ball.
It hit off a Sydney player. Delhi came sliding in. They had a chance on it. Popped out of his hands. Delhi did recover, but they were out of bounds, so Sydney is able to hold
on.
Wow,
that was really, really close. Young man was going to catch the bounces from the football, and his feet slipped out from underneath him, and he went down, and I think he hit it with his helmet.
Yeah.
And went right to a Delhi player and off the Delhi player and then over to the sideline where they recovered it out of bounds.
Talk about a game of hot potato. So here is Sydney on a 1st and 10 going right to left. And they're going to be starting on about their own 20-yard line. Here comes the rush. Fogarty's able to get out of it. Cuts to the left side. Bounces off of one tackler. Gets to the outside again. 30-yard line, 31. He's thrown out of bounds. But he was able to break away from two separate tacklers there.
Really nice play right there by the young man, number 2 for the Warriors. He just stepped up into the pocket, saw his receivers were covered, and tucked the ball and ran over to the left side. Picks up good yardage for the Warriors on that play.
10:48 to go in the second quarter. Delhi 13, Sydney nothing. And so this gives Sydney a little bit of breathing room. They're out to about their own 32-yard line again, going right to left. You want to stay tuned. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up at the end of the second quarter. Try to get you some more out-of-town scores from some other local games that are going on today. Fogarty here on a second down and short, steps up in the pocket and again breaks free. Good for a first down to the 40 before Schnabel knocks him out of bounds.
Yeah, nice little play again. Pretty much the same thing. It's almost like a quarterback draw there. He actually drops back and he's looks like he's going to throw and then he just takes off running. It's a nice little delay and Delhi Lion is all the way up into the backfield, and he just outruns them.
Fogarty really, you know, had a nice impact last year at the receiver position. He stepped in very well. I've been impressed with him here tonight at the QB position. He's tall. He can see over the line, but he can run. He's got some speed. It's a good combo for Coach Matthews to have.
Absolutely.
First down and 10. This is Sidney at their own 40, again going right to left. Snap was high. Fogarty's able to bring it down, hand it off. Sidney runs up the middle, good for about 3 yards. We'll see who the ball carrier was at the bottom of the pile here as the Delhi Bulldogs. Wilson was right in there to make the tackle.
Yeah, nice little play on that first down. Gets about 2 yards for the Warriors. Second down and 8. Ball is going to be spotted right at about the 42-yard line of Sidney.
Could not see who the ball carrier was there. It might have been Marino, I think.
We'll go with that.
We'll go with that.
Yeah.
Second down and about 8 to go here as the Warriors look for the play from the sideline. As we hit 10 minutes to go, second quarter, Delhi leading 13-0. Glad to have you along. We'll have to keep an eye on that Norwich and Windsor game. I think that's going to be really fun tonight. Two teams that are off to hot starts, mm-hmm. That's for sure. And so here is a second down and about 8 to go for the Sidney Warriors. Fogarty rolls out, wants to throw a little sidearm action. Pass is complete into Delhi territory. Good for a first down. That was Charlie Feel on the catch.
Yeah, Mr. Fogarty trying to do his Mahomes impression right there. Just threw a sidearm over to the left sideline. Good for another first down. The Warriors are now in Delhi territory at the 46-yard line.
That was an impressive play. He felt the pressure coming, knew he didn't have time to go over the top. Very hard throw to make with that sidearm action, and he completes it.
Not only a very hard throw to make, but very accurate as well.
Yeah.
I mean, it was right on the money. Just as the receiver was making this break, there's the ball.
So Sidney now into Delhi territory at midfield, going right to left. Fogarty in the shotgun, standing on the Sidney S at midfield. As we hit 9:40 to go here in the second quarter, Sidney trailing 13-0 to Delhi. Fogarty flushed out of the pocket to his right. Can he escape it this time? He does. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. Good for 5, maybe 6, 7, 8 yards. I think he might have got the first down.
Yeah.
Tiptoeing along that Delhi sideline.
Nice little athletic play right there. He takes it out to the right side after the pressure comes from the left and outruns the coverage and gets the first down. And they are now at about the 32.
Yeah, he's doing his best Mahomes, Josh Allen impression here tonight. This is impressive stuff from Fogarty.
Doing a really nice job right now.
He must have had a few of those chocolate chip cookies
maybe.
That we got up here in the box before the game.
The ones I can't eat.
Yeah, that his mom brought up. You can't have them? Oh, come on.
You can eat mine.
All right. I'll twist my arm. So, and this will be Fogarty to the outside. Nowhere to go this time. Can't even get back to the line of scrimmage. That Delhi defense, the Bulldogs were hungry there.
Yeah, Delhi said, that's enough, young man. We're going to stop you on this one. It's going to be second down and 12 after the loss of 2 yards on that play.
Delhi leading Sidney 13-0 with 9:23 to go in the second quarter. A nice crowd on hand here tonight as I look down to the right of the press box. I mean, all along the fence, around the corner of the track, pretty much all full of people. This is great.
And Delhi traveled well as well.
Yeah, that's one of the most full stands I've seen over there in a long time. That's great. Delhi always with solid support. So this is going to be a second down and long, and this time he can't throw over the top. It's knocked down as Fogarty tried to go over the top of that line. Sam Davis, our buddy from last week, is able to knock it down.
Yeah, nice play by Davis right there. Just couldn't get to him, so what they teach you to do is get your hands up and into the passing lane, and he did a fantastic job. Third down and 13.
As you would say, Tim, they brought in Sam Davis, the young man, last week. Late in that game, he was running the ball, scored a touchdown, and he just would not be denied against Walton.
Yeah, and he is definitely a force to be reckoned with because he is just solid. I mean, this kid reminds me a lot of the Nate kid that played at Unitego. I can't think of his name.
Oh, Nate Wilson. Yeah.
Body style basically the same.
You're right.
Intent runner.
Here is Fogarty on a third down, throws to the outside, passes complete, but nowhere to go. Just a wall of a maroon and white and gray over there.
Yeah, and I don't think Sidney got back to the line of scrimmage on that. Well, I mean, to the original line of scrimmage. So it's going to be fourth down and 12. Excuse me.
So what do you do here, Tim? You're deep in territory. I feel like you just go for it, right?
You got to go.
Yeah, got to go. You're down 13-0. 8:50 to go in the second quarter. Maybe you toss one up here and see
hope for a hanky.
Yeah. Hope for a hanky is right. Or you toss one up. You know, Sidney's had a couple of guys. DeMott got loose a few times. If they could connect with him, that would be huge here if you're a Warriors fan. Waiting for the snap. Fogarty's in the shotgun standing on the Delhi 40. and the rush is coming, and he's got nowhere to go, and the ball is loose maybe at the bottom of the pile. It doesn't matter anyways, being a fourth down. The Dogs were in there for D.A.
Yeah, they sent everybody on that play. I mean, I think they had four guys back. Seven guys coming in with five blocking. That's not a good good odds right there.
8:27 to go, second quarter. Delhi 13, Sydney nothing. And the Bulldogs will take over on their own 41-yard line, this time going left to right.
Defense has to step up here for the Warriors. They got to stop them. They can't have them put another six on the board here.
You know, I know the Sydney team is young, and that's the talk around town, but you can see the potential is here. These guys are getting some valuable time, some learning experience in these games playing against some of these really good teams. Delhi's going to run a sweep to Schnabel. Comes from the left, cuts back to the right side across the 50. Good for a first down before he's brought down here by the Sydney Warriors, and that was Chris Marino able to track him down.
Schnabel with a gain of 15 on first down will bring up first and 10. Ball will be spotted at about the 45-yard line of the Sydney Warriors.
Nice play there, and that's the key for these Delhi backs. If they can get to the edge, they talked about doing that against Walton. They had that extra gear to turn it on.
Yeah, they definitely, once they get around the corner, they're very, very tough. They're not real good at running inside with their starting backs, but like you said, you got Mr. Davis, he can run in the inside.
We hit 8 minutes to go in the second quarter, Delhi leading 13-0. They're punching their ticket into Sydney territory. Davis is in motion. They'll go to Haight. Davis doing some blocking. Haight slams his shoulder forward, good for about 3 yards on the left wing.
Yeah, real nice play right there by Haight. Just bounced out to the outside after he got to the guard tackle gap and picks up 3 yards. They'll bring up second down and 7.
Bulldogs, again, finding that rhythm. And I don't mean that it's a fast rhythm. They like to go back to the huddle. We talked about it before. Take their time, get set. And now they're just eating some clock here in the second quarter. And so they waltz their way up to the line at the 42. With 7:15 to go here in the second quarter, they lead 13-0. And they'll look to hand it off. I believe that, no, it wasn't
no,
Davis.
It wasn't. That was the fullback. They've been running out of the eye like we've said before, but the fullback has not carried the ball, but he got his chance right there. And he gets about 2 more yards. He'll bring up 3rd down and 5.
Yeah, good play, but a good stop by the Sydney defense. Casey Hinges was in there to make the stop, as well as Kyle Valladin.
What's that fullback's number?
Yeah, I couldn't see here. I wanted to try to sneak a peek. I don't know if it was Wilson that got that, or...
They're in the pistol now.
Yeah, we'll have to check on that for you, because it was a good hard run, but good tackling by Sydney. 3rd down and about 6 to go. Nealis, the quarterback, flushed out. He's going to tuck it and run. 1st down and more across the 30, 25, 20. Nealis lowers his shoulder before he stopped at about the 15-yard line. A QB scamper is good for a nice pickup for Delhi.
Nealis says it works for Fogarty, it's going to work for me, and it is exactly what happened right there. He just out. Sydney lost outside contain on that play, and Nealis took it around the right side deep into Sydney War territory. Ball is now spotted at about the 16-yard line of the Warriors.
6:20 to go, second quarter. Delhi leading 13-0, and they're looking to add to it here maybe as they are inside the red zone of the Sydney Warriors once again, this time going left to right. Ball at about the 16-yard line here. Again, willing to take their time as the play clock hits 15. Waltzing up to the line. They do have one wide receiver, which is Tanner Brockie. Spread out to the left side. They used him a lot last week. They have not targeted him so far tonight. They go right back to Haight, left side, and he's swallowed up by that line on the far side. DeMott leading the charge.
Nice little play right there for the Warriors to hold Haight to about a gain of maybe 1 or 2. 2nd down and 9.
Trevor Harrington in there as well, and he has been working hard in the trenches for Sydney. On that right edge right now, working with DeMott. That's, you know, Dell has been trying to run that way, but they've answered the call most of the time. So waiting for the Bulldogs to break the huddle here. About a 2nd down and 9. They lead 13-0. 5:10 to go here in the second quarter. We come up on 5 minutes to go. Davis is in motion for Delhi, right to left. They're going to try to sweep it to that left side this time. Haight finds a hole. Searching for the pylon. Is he in? No official signal yet. Might have been down right at the 1 yard line, but a big hole opened up and he was able to take advantage.
Yeah, and that was Mr. Davis who made that huge hole open for Haight to get that almost touchdown. I do believe the ball is going to be right about the 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he
been
was
put down yet.
Yeah, he was reaching for that pylon, and they're going to say he came up just
short.
Yeah, just about a yard short. So here is Nealis in the shotgun, in the just under center, and he's going to ram it forward. Good for a Delhi Bulldogs touchdown on the QB keeper here in the second quarter with 4:37 to go.
Yeah, Nealis with a quarterback sneak. Great play call right there by the Delhi Bulldogs. Very easy play right there for the team to get 6 points right there for, what was it? What did you say, 1 or 2 yards?
Yeah, I'd say maybe 1 yard out. I mean, Haight on the previous play couldn't have missed it by much. And so this will be an extra point attempt here for Schnabel, as Delhi is in control of this game at the moment by a score of 19-0, waiting for the snap. Snap is good, hold is good, kick by Schnabel. This one has plenty of juice, and it is up and good. So the Delhi Bulldogs, after a little bit of a slow start, they now lead Sydney 20-0 with 4:37 to go in the second quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. Delhi now leading 20-0 over Sydney, and Sydney made sure they got down on this kickoff this time, Tim. It's about three guys holding on to that thing.
Yeah, they made sure that there was no way Delhi was going to have a chance at that ball right there. So they will take over first and 10. The ball is going to be spotted at about the 31.
This could be big for the Warriors if they could get something going here, get their mojo back late in this second quarter. They've had some good drives. They just haven't been able to cash in so far here tonight, and they've had a couple of little, tiny, costly mistakes. 20-0 to score, Delhi over Sydney with 4.5 to go here in this second quarter. It's Nate Lowe and Tim Cutting. We also appreciate you joining us on WCDOsports.com. Coach Matthews wants to talk it over, so we're going to step away again. When we come back, let's see if the Warriors can put something together here on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more, Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell, Tim Cutting with you on WCDO tonight. We appreciate you listening. We've had a fun season so far. This is our fourth game of the year. Our first time seeing Sydney. We did get a chance to see Delhi hosting Walton last Saturday, a picture-perfect fall afternoon day over at Delaware Academy. And glad to be here in Sydney for our first Friday night here with the Warriors. So they trail Delhi 20-0, and they're going to throw here on first down. They try to get it to the outside, and they do. Passes complete towards the Sydney sideline to Charlie Field.
Yeah, Charlie Field with a little flat pattern out on the left-hand side towards the Sydney bench. Gets about 5 yards on the play. We' 'll bring up second down, 4 yards on the play, second down and six.
And I believe that was Devin Baker again, who has kind of come in at different times tonight to throw the ball. And so, yeah, Baker is coming to QB. Looks like they're trying to get Fogarty to the outside as a wide receiver on that right side, Tim, to maybe try to get him more involved.
Well, I believe he caught a touchdown pass last week or the week before or something like that. And so they use him all over the place.
Yep, Baker wants to throw that way, and it was almost picked off here by Tanner Brocky. Little miscommunication there.
Yeah, the receiver stopped the route and the quarterback threw it longer and the safety almost had a pick six there.
Yeah, that
I don't think there was anybody over there to stop him.
Yeah, if he was able to bring that in, he might have been off to the house for the Delhi Bulldogs. They already lead 20-0 with 3:50 to go in the second quarter. Clock is ticking. We'll be coming up with our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report in just a few minutes. Try to get you some out-of-town scores and talk about a first half here between the Bulldogs and the Warriors. Waiting for the snap and in the shotgun. This is going to be Baker again. Wants to throw. It's high, and even Fogarty couldn't climb the ladder for that one.
Yeah, he just, like Nate said, it was just way too high for number two to catch that ball. So fourth down and a long six.
And so this will be Sydney. Even this one might be a little too far in the wrong direction here. I think they're going to have to punt this one away. So Delhi's going to have another chance at it. Baraki is going to go back and maybe do the receiving duties here with 3:27 to go in the second quarter. Delhi leading 20-0. Baraki is standing to our left back at the Delhi 35. Good punt here by Fogarty. It's going to bounce at the 30, take a Sydney bounce all the way down to about the 15. Well done.
Yeah, real nice flip of the field right there.
And so Delhi will take over once again. Where are they going to spot this thing?
Well, where he's standing is not where it went out of bounds. I'm just going to say that. But where he was trying to make that spot is very difficult to do. So I'm going to say he's going to put it at about the 19.
Okay. I thought maybe it went a little farther.
Oh, I agree, Nate. But, you know, we have a little bit better vantage point than that referee that was all the way on the other side of the field.
We've been wrong a couple times tonight, right? So. Delhi is going to...
At least we're consistent.
Yeah, that's right. You know, Delhi going left to right with 3:15 to go in the second quarter. A 20-0 lead. See if they can stamp out any more points. They're going to get the ball to start the second half as well. A pitch here to Haight. He's going to turn the corner left side across the 25 to the 26. Good for about 5 yards for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, nice little play. A little sweep to the left side. Haight out on the edge. I'm telling you what, that kid can run, and if he gets out there too far and there's nobody there, he's probably going to take it all the way to the end zone, but gets about 6 yards, brings up second down and four.
So clock still moving down to 2:45 to go here before the halftime break, and Delhi still not in any sort of a rush. They are just taking their time here. I think they are pretty comfortable with this lead, and if they can break a play, great. If not, that's all right for them. Here to end the second half, or the first half, I should say. Waiting for the snap, Nealis on a second down and about 3 or 4 to go. Drops back, and he's going to throw it over the middle. He's got a man. It is complete and into Sydney territory at the 45 to the 40. Nealis is able to hook up with his receiver across the middle. I believe that was Luke Schnabel hauling it in.
Yeah, Schnabel, number 21, just ran right by the defense of the Warriors and caught the ball and took it into Warrior territory. The ball is going to be spotted at about the 42 of Sydney.
And Coach Matthews just had that look as he was talking to his secondary, like, guys, we went over this. So always
not
a learning
experience.
Not
to have anybody behind you.
Yeah, that was a nice play there by Schnabel. He just got free, and now Delhi is going to have a real opportunity here with 1:55 to go. They're in Sydney territory down to about the 41. Here's the snap. Dropping back is Nealis again. Throws up a deep ball. Can anybody get to it? Yes, that's Schnabel in for the Delhi touchdown. He just went up and outwilled everybody for that ball and hauled it in.
And that was a strange play because there was two receivers in the same area, and they were, like, fighting for the ball. And good catch by Schnabel. Good for a touchdown for the Bulldogs.
Wow, that was very nice as Nealis just dropped back and unloaded the cannon there. And Schnabel, to me, looked like he just wanted that ball more than anybody else. He tracked it down.
Yeah, he sure did.
Wow, a great catch there by Schnabel. And it's going to give the Delhi Bulldogs a 26-0 lead over Sydney with 1:43 to go here in the second quarter. And they're going to go for the extra point. Waiting for the snap here for the Bulldogs. Down, kick is up, and good for Schnabel. He's doing everything on this drive. And that is going to give Delhi a 27-0 lead here over the Sydney Warriors. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedules. Starting pay is $15 an hour, no experience necessary. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
So after a 50-yard touchdown catch by Luke Schnabel from quarterback Logan Nealis, it is a 28-0 lead for Delhi over Sydney. Waiting for the kickoff here, Sydney will take it on the bounce, pick it up at the 20, and look to bring it out. They'll get it to the 30, out to the 35. Sydney with a nice return here before Delhi is able to bring them down. I believe that was Marino. Yes, it was, on the return.
Marino with a real nice return to the left side, gets the ball to the 35-yard line of the Sydney Warriors, where they'll take over first and 10 with a minute and a half to go.
What I'll say about this Warriors team is there is no head dropping. There's no bad body language. I'm really just seeing a team that is like, okay, I'm going to go out here and try my best on every play still. And you got to say kudos to that. These guys are working hard.
Yeah, they definitely are. But there was a flag. We didn't catch that. So there is a hold against the Warriors, so that's going to push them back a little further.
So they will have to march it back in the wrong direction after that nice return there from Marino. We'll have our Marambato Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a couple of minutes. Again, want to give a shout-out to the Sydney boys soccer team winning earlier today on Alumni Field, 1-0, on a late goal by Connor Bacon over Afton Harpersville. Sydney boys right now, Tim, in their division in the MAC, looking pretty good to have a chance to maybe, you know, have a chance to maybe go to the MAC title game in a couple of weeks.
That's awesome to hear.
So it looks like, you know, on the other side, Green, very dominant always in boys soccer. They're looking to be in control, but in Sydney's division, it's kind of wide open. The Warriors are going to have a chance. So look, to run it up the middle here, speaking of the Sydney Warriors, that's DeMott, maybe for a gain of two.
Yeah, DeMott off the left side between the guard and tackle on that play, gets the 2 yards for the Warriors, brings up third down and eight.
So time continuing to tick down here as we hit a minute 10 to go, second quarter. In case you're just joining us, Delhi leading 27-0 over Sydney. They led 7-0 at the end of the first quarter, but a 48-yard touchdown run by Owen Haight, a QB sneak by Logan Nealis, and then Nealis with a 50-yard throw to Luke Schnabel, giving Delhi this 27-0 lead. The offense has really woken up here for the Dogs. This will be a QB keeper here for Fogarty. They've gone back to him. Sam Davis is right there to try to rip him down. Fogarty actually got out of it and is going to be close to a first down for Sydney.
Yeah, it was a real nice play right there. And as he was being tackled, the tackler spun him around and actually threw him for the first down.
Yeah.
So the Warriors do pick up the first down, and the ball will be spotted at the 39-yard line of Sydney.
40 seconds to go. So we'll see if Sydney has something in their bag of tricks here. Fogarty has got two wide receivers split out to the right, one to the left as they go right to left. Fogarty will hand it off for DeMott to the outside, lunging forward, maybe a gain of one.
Yeah, he did. I think his lunge is what got him the yard, so second down and nine.
Clock continuing to move here. We're down to 15 seconds. Sydney maybe has time to get one more playoff. They're trying to rush up to the line. Maybe we'll see an opportunity for them to go deep. Fogarty rushing everybody, barking out some plays, and they will get one last playoff. They're going to try to throw. They throw one up into the night sky. Charlie Thiel comes down with it to the 20-yard line. A great catch, but they're going to run out of time. Schnabel in good coverage, but Thiel with a great play. Unfortunately, the drive will end there.
Yeah, what a nice play to end the half. Even though it didn't get any points, they just showed Delhi and showed themselves that they can get the ball deep on a play. But Schnabel was right there in coverage. What a great catch that was.
Yeah, and Schnabel, you know, one of the guys we've seen here tonight, great in coverage, is really good, kind of a ball hawk type of guy, can go up and get it. So kudos to Thiel there for bringing that down. Our halftime score here in Sydney, Delhi 27, Sydney nothing. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report in just a few minutes on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito.
teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com.